Okay, Chedek Aleph. If the other man the Chedek Aleph, the covered Shvius, we're going to stick on Shvius, the Chedek Aleph. Sechta Shabbos. Sechta Shabbos, Taf Peches, Peches Amid Beis. Yeah. The Gemur Shabbos is Azoy. The Gemur says in Shabbos, Taf Peches Amid Beis. The Omar Rabbi Yoshia ben Levi, Rabbi Shiva Levi, had gezookt. The Shu Shu Lemoish Lemuraim, Moish Rabbeinu went up to Shemaim, Omri Malachi Ashruas of Nekodesh Borchim Mali Lid Isha Beineni. What is a human being doing amongst us? The Ebishah said he came to take the Torah. So the Malachim said, Tnoit Chala Shemaim, leave the Torah over here. Chem de Genuza. Zazis Zach, why are you giving it to Yilud Isha? Omri Nekodesh Borchim, the Ebishah told Moshe Rabbeinu, answer them. I want you to give them an answer. Says Moshe Rabbeinu was scared. The Ebishah told him to grab onto the Kisa HaKovit. What does it say in the Torah? Mitzrayim, you doubted them. The Malachim went down to Mitzrayim. The Pari is time. You work for Pari. It doesn't apply to you. The Torah wasn't said, it wasn't spoken to you, it wasn't directed to you, it was directed to us, because we went down to Mitzrayim, and we worked for Pari. Then it goes on, through all that says, Adibris, Sirtzach, Sin of Klum Yetz, Horej Yesh B'neichem, Kabad Zayud, Esavich V'Simech, Klum, Ab V'im Yesh Lechem, U'de Edi Gemari Shaloich Azor, Hine Da'as HaMaluchim, Shatari Shaych Kem Lehem, the Maluchim am gehalten, the Tari Shaych to them. What did the Malachim hold? The Malachim gehalten that the Torah had a shaykh to them as well. Achrei kirov yodu shleinim to them tayelis bo. They knew. They saw and they knew that they don't have a tayelis. There's no tayelis. There's nothing being accomplished by the Torah for them. Ki ha-Torah le-nitne rak la-hashlam ha-chisorin k'moshanemar Torah s'ashem t'mima v'chulei. Torah is t'mima. T'mima means it completes. Completes the person. A person is born with a chasroinus. Or Yiludisha. Human beings are born with a chasroinus. And the Torah was given for the person to be able to be mesaken his chasroinus al yidei the Torah. The Torah is the guidebook that a person has for this world. And if you don't use the guidebook properly, you won't be able to fix anything. He buys a new oven. And the oven comes with directions, instruction booklet. If you don't listen to the instruction booklet and you decide to do everything yourself, then it's very possible. Not only it's not going to work, but you might even destroy it. You might even ruin it. You have to follow the booklet that it comes with. This world comes with a booklet. That booklet is called the Torah. A person is born with chasroinus, and the Ebishter Dafka wanted that a person should be born with chasroinus. Starting off with the Bris Mila, the Ebishter wants the person should be mesakin his chasroinus, should be mashlim his chasroinus. Right? The person that makes the Bris Mila, the first thing he's mesakin his chasroinus, give us a chasroinus that the Ebishter made him with. And the Torah was given to a person that a person could use the Torah, stock the way I support Alma, since the Torah is the blueprint of the world, made a person can look into the Torah, from there you get the secrets of the universe, how to be mesakin the chesronis that a person has. The kinyan of Torah is not doim, it's not similar to any kinyanim of hoin oilam hazeh. A person acquires hoin, wealth, from this world, anything mundane, anything materialistic from oilam hazeh. Ki kinyan oilam hazeh dova moisris. Anything in Olam Hazeh, it's possible to live without it. Many things are make a person's life easier, but it's possible to live without it. A person still works, and still mishtadl to try to acquire these things, but still, it's shaykh to live without it. Torah is not that way. Like the pasuk says in Chumash Devarim, ki Torah is chayim, is chayechem of the person, it's a person's life. She'ikachi is odom talibo. The ikachi is of a person is tali in the Torah. Ki ha-Torah mashlemes is b'riyas odom b'meshach choslim yom yivoldei. Torah is mashlim. It completes the b'riyas odom what he's missing from the day he's born. It's not just a luxury that's possible without it, but it makes a gishmaka with it. It's a gishmaka zach to add on to a person's life. You have the Torah also. If that's the approach that a person has to Torah, then that's not the way to be kind of. You won't have a true kinyan in divrei Torah. The emes of kinyan in Torah is only if a person is margish. Not only he knows, but he's margish. He feels. That's his, that kihu chayechem, like the Pasuk says in Devarim, or kihem chayenim arichimenu. A person that's the chayim, it's his chayim, it's his oxygen. It's not shaksin to live without it. This is the instruction book. Booklet. It's not shaykh the person to be misakin his chasronis without the Torah HaKadosh. This week was the yahrzeit from the letter Rebbe Chaim Baruch Rav Shmuel Shloime, and he writes in the famous letter that he wrote to the Shtibel in Tel Aviv in the year Tofresh Tzadik Zayin. He wrote a Moed Gigeres HaKadosh. You do have that this Sigeres HaKodesh was written. It took a very long time for him to write it. Every word is madud, v'shakul, oiz gecheshbent. He writes Givaldiki Yisoides over there in Chassidus and the Yiddishkeit, Befrat and Eretz Yisrael. I want to just say over two lines from the Igeres that has a Shaychis to this Shtikl Me'esh Loich we're learning right now. And it's Mashtim the Me'esh Loich, and the Me'esh Loich is Mashtim. The Rebbe writes, these are the words that he writes. He writes, Azoi. He writes, Vitizkiru, a person has to remember. Ki ha'igiyah b'divrei olam hazeh, the igiyah, the person, the koichis, then that a person puts into divrei olam hazeh, hu rakim mitzoy, lahasik al yodei atachlis. It's only an mitzoy, it's only a way, it's only a how a person can reach the tachlis. Olam hazeh, the ginyonim, can help a person reach the tachlis. But ikar atachlis hu rak toyre ma'isim. Ikar atachlis is toyre ma'isim, mitzvahs. You have to be careful. You can't make the ik into a tafel to ik. A person spends all his koiches on the tafel, on the nyon olam hazeh. On the nyon olam hazeh is only here to help out a person in the tachlis of Torah mitzvahs. U'b'shegam, and here's the punchline, u'b'shegam. And befrat, ki ishtadlus, Ha'odam b'divrei olam hazeh urak lahamid kli. When a person is mishtadl in the yoni olam hazeh, the reason why a person is supposed to be mishtadl in the yoni olam hazeh, in the mundane, to be mishtadl in the yonim that gives chiyas to a person, chayim, or achile, shtiye, shina, shena, or in the yoni panosah, the person is mishtadl in the yoni panosah, is urak lahamid kli. Shiyem mokoim, shiyishra boi, birchas Hashem Yisborach, to shtel avik a kli. To be mamad a kli. I want to make a kli that the birchas Hashem should be chal on that kli. I have to have a kli. I have to have a kli that's mekabel the shefa for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants to give the shefa. He wants to be mashpia shefa toiv. So I have to be mishtadl to make a kli that the shefa comes into that. Right? Omnom apoyil u Hashem is what the Ebrish is the poyil. Ki akhoil b'day shemayim. Im Hashem leiv nebayis v'goyim. Hotzitz kishun me. Right? That has no much voice. The ik is the kli. The ikki is you're making a kli, but sometimes a person loses sight of what the matar of ishtadlus b'nyan olam hazeh is, and he starts being mashkia, he starts putting so much koiches into the kli, to help out the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. You have to help out the Eibishter, has a lot of shefa to give me. I want to make sure that the Eibishter is able to give it to me. You know, chas v'shalom, maybe the Eibishter doesn't have a particular problem, he doesn't know how to give it, so I want to make sure I have a kli, so that's why I'm going to spend 18 hours a day and then be mishtadl in the yon olam hazeh from all different kivunim, all different ways, to have a bunch of kelim over here, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should be easier for the Eibishter to be mashpia the shefa. You know, it might be too difficult for him the regular way, so I'm helping him out, be mashpia. The person puts in too much kaiches, you lose sight of the ikia. A person has to mishtadl, kifi, boifen, you know, a normal oifen, and that's it. It's normal oifen. The Eibster can take care of the rest. The Eibster doesn't need your help. The Eibster just wants you to make the kli, a part of kli. That's in the Nyoni Olam Hazeh. Look, the Rebbe, he writes, the next one, he writes in the letter, Shani b'divrei Torah. Ma'isim Toivim. By Divrei Torah, Ma'isim Toivim is different. Zois nitin la'odom la'ovdo l'shomro. B'mitzvah saseh v'lo yisaseh. The tachlis from Torah is la'ovdo l'shomro b'mitzvah saseh v'lo yisaseh, that a person has to, that the tachlis is la'ovdo l'shomro, to be mashkiah, koichis, and to be mekayim Torah, Ma'isim Toivim. V'mtevakshu es Hashem Yisbarach yimtzo lechem. If you're going to be MS, look for the Rebbeinu Shloim, you'll find him. Matzasi lo yigati al tamin. L'chein atem tizchaz kol ases kol ha-mutl aleichem. You have to be mizchazik to do whatever is mutl aleichem. You have to be mashkia, be miyageya yourself, be mis'amol in divrei Torah, in mitzvahs. Oz yigma Hashem yizbach ba'ad kol mif'alchem l'toive. The Eibishter will finish off already. Oz tatzlichu es dakechem v'tazkilu. So he says, Amorti gizach, he says that by Torah is different. By Torah, it's not just that you're making a kli. When a person is omel in divrei Torah and kima mitzvahs, the person is in misyageya and Torah mitzvahs, ma'asim toivim, it's not because he's making a kli. And chveis, and then the boys will be mashpia divrei Torah. The Eibishter wants the yigi. The yigi is a chedik from the avoida. That's the ikra avoida. The person to be miyageya himself, to be misamel in divrei Torah. That's the ikra avoida from divrei Torah. And if a person puts in all his koiches, then the boys will ready, he'll finish everything off. But it's the opposite from the other Elam Hazad. The other Elam Hazad, the Ik is the Eibishter is Mashpia. You have to be Mashtadl, Ma'at, Abyssal to make a Kli, and the Eibishter is already Mashpia al Azachim. But you have to be Mashtadl, nothing more than a Shtadlus, Hamukubelus, what's Makubel, what's normal. Nothing more than that. There's no Indian in the Yigir. It's only L'shem Mashtadlus to make a Kli. But by Divrei Torah, the Etzem HaYigir, the Etzem HaMelus, that's a Chedik. From Kima Torah Mitzvahs, that's a chedik from the Kinyan in Torah Mitzvahs, and Mela, that's a person has to put in the maximum amount of koiches that's possible. That's Mutla Lechem, and the Eibush is going to finish everything off. That's what the Meir Shloich writes over here. The Meir Shloich writes that Kinyan HaTorah is different than Kinyan Yehoin Olam Hazeh. Kinyan Olam Hazeh is Efrilis Kaim Belado. You can be Meskaim with Arad as well. But a person tries to be koine in the other elam hazeh because it helps a person in his avodas Hashem as well. And a person is mishtadl abisl to make a kli. And the Eibishter is very mashpia, whatever the person deserves. The Eibishter gives whatever is magia, whatever the person is supposed to get. The Eibishter is very mashpia. Aber in kinyonim fin teure is nisht azoi. Ki huch hayechem. Ike achiyis of a man just study in teure. A person has to, the approach that a person has to teure is that it completes him. The etzem ayigid, the etzem amelus completes the person. Avadi means kima toida, but means also namelus of toida, everything around toida. And we'll see vayta how he says this nekuda in the next paragraph over here. He says, Zed isa betonim devel yo, state, shepoga, boy Talmud echad, the end of the Talmud met El Yohanovi, the Amaloi. The Talmud told El Yohanovi, ani misave v'choymid v'metzap l'divir toida. I have a taive and choymid, I desire toida so much. So El Yohanovi v'heishvloi, El Yohanovi answered him. That's not that doesn't mean anything. Sounds very geschmack. Many people say, I have a type of a tovid toyde, chabak geschmack in the toyde. That's not enough. Ain't a toyde nikdas elu b'mishem moise nafsho yalel. Has to be a mesias nefesh. Has to be a melus. Has to be a yigir. That's the ois makinyan. That's how you coin the tovid toyde. It's not enough to have a type of a tovid toyde, a desire for tovid toyde. You keep a mesaber from today till tomorrow doesn't mean anything in the tovid toyde. A person decides for desire, he has to have the emes and the medus, has to have yigia. He has to be moist and afshe and divide the Torah. Afshe b'emes ha-talmud ha-zeh, he chaymed the divide the Torah. Talmud b'emes was chaymed for divide the Torah. He was talk about Talmud. Talmud echer means, as I mentioned, that he had a person give us a madrege. Ha-chemdasi ho-yi l'sanik bo ki v'hoin v'oishe b'oilam ha-ve. His mida was, p'satayinik v'hoin v'oishe b'oilam ha-ve. Yeah, a person has desire for gashmistic things, he has desire for Torah also. Some people have a geschmack in Torah, so we have a geschmack in a stick of flesh. Yeah, you have a geschmack in the Torah. That's a heishu loyal, you know, we answer him. Ki the divrei Torah, it's not enough to have a chemde, to have a taiva for it. You have to have a mesias nefesh. to be a mesiras nefesh mamish, a person has to be a geya. Hain lemish maki chesroin, a person is maki that he has a chesroin, and the divitory completes him. Bois nafshla hashlem chesroinoi, ki yire ki beoifan achi ein lechayim klal. The aloifan azeho yechemdes amalochim la toire. The malochim had a chemde like this Talmud. They desire toire to know hoit chal shemayim, a chemde genuze, it's a geshmak izach, they don't need it. For some serious nefesh for it, they don't need to be megay on it, they don't need to complete any chesroinus. You must not have, they have no chesroinus. But it's kishmak. They had a taiva for the betoyah, chemd for the betoyah. She has Shem Shemaim Nikra Aleim, Aloifanam Mevoyah, that Shem Shemaim should be Nikra Aleim, they should have a Shem Shemaim Aleim, give us a ziv, a shchine, on the malachim, like we said, Zama Kodesh Bokh Namoish, Lohoshev Lohem, Veshvim Kamoish Nizbaye. That what? You have a Yetzahara. You had Shibudim and Mitzrayim, the Torah is written, the Torah was given for a person to be mashlim with chesroinus. And you don't have chesroinus. You don't have this musik of Yigi in the Torah, Amelis in the Torah, to have a Messias Nefesh, Vakim and Torah, Mitzvahs. You don't have this musik b'chlal. For you, it's just a Psataiva. Achemda, it's a Gishmak Izach. Gishmak Izachin, that's not Kiyim HaTorah. That's not how you coin the Torah. That's not Torah b'chlal. It's no Shaykhis. Kant geschmack, there are many people in the world that have a desire, they have a geschmack in learning, and have no shaykhs to Kedusha with the Har B'chlal. They have no shaykhs B'chlal to the Ribbono Shel Olam, no shaykhs to the Vekes B'Hashem. A person learns Torah means that a person bet Amdish, he has a Messias Nefesh for it. I like the Charayin and Kima Torah V'Mitzvah, the Messias Nefesh for Avodas Hashem. And the Messias Nefesh is, that's the kingdom of the Torah. Not to have a geschmack, it's a ganz geschmack to sein Absa, to sein a fine Eid, to learn a bissel, to daven a bissel. That's not Yiddishkeit. That's ganz fine, but that's not Yiddishkeit. V'hinei azok al kol ha-dibris ha-heshiv lehem. And all the dibris, Moshe Rabbeinu answered. He went through all the dibris. Rak al-lisan v'l-lisachmoid lo-heshiv lehem. He didn't answer al-lisan v'l-lisachmoid. If you look through the Gemara over there. Ki be'el ha-shnayim ho yeskob chesorim b'mekoymoy. These two, they had a chesor. They did have a chesor. When the Malachim called Moshe Rabbeinu Yeludisha, they're Nichshol B'Leisana. Why? Kishem Yeludisha Moide B'Neim L'Zilzul. Hayoyis Gadol. Yeludisha means it's a Zilzul. He's not an Adam. He's not an Ish. He's a Yeludisha. Yeludisha means it's a prostazach. He has no chashivas whatsoever. He's born from an Isha. Born, like, you know, not like a Malach. Gone in Nishken. He's a Yeludisha. It's a Zilzul. Or the MS. They consider it a zilzul. That's called leisana. Leisana means, even though leisana, the lava of leisana is a leisana b'reachu, a check is not to say falche edis, and these achim, but it means not to, it has a certain negi in leisana, not to be mazalzul, and not to say bad things about someone else. And the malachim are mazalzul given Moshe Rabbeinu. Look at the emes. Zeu amayla goyir emes, shebeshvila shaykh lemezik ha-toyre. Their goof, the Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to answer Leisana, because Leisana itself, they proved themselves wrong. By the fact that they were over Leisana, and they said Yeludisha, that itself, Yeludisha, but you call me Yeludisha, that's the reason why I deserve the Torah, because I'm Yeludisha. Because I'm someone that was born from Isha, I have chesroinus. That's the mile, by me, that's a mile that's going, that's why the Ezek HaTorah is shaykh to me. The Gam Nichslu B'Lav Leisachmoit, Ki Achri Hashem Emes Ein Lam Shaykh B'Torah, They talk don't have a shaykh as the Torah. Nimtze shecham du dov v'sheinu shalahem. They were choymit. They were choymit. They had a leisach moit on the Torah. That's not really theirs. Right? So they were nichshon leisach moit. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to answer leisach moit either. You also nichshon leisach moit. You don't have to prove anything in leisach moit. It's something that's not shaykh to you. So your leisach moit, something that's not shaykh to you. After Moshe Rabbeinu proved through all the other debris, that it's not shaykh to them, so automatically he proved them that you were even leisachmoit. So you don't have to mention him leisachmoit. This is what happened after Moshe Rabbeinu proved them wrong. Everyone became an oyev. All the malachim became oyev. Everyone gave them a secret. All the malachim, including the malachamavis, malachamavis gave Moshe Rabbeinu a secret that the ketores is a zgula k'neged. Connected Misa, and I couldn't use it later on in Parash over in Chumash Bamidbar. Haynu sheishlim chesroin amashu nichshulu neged loisane. They were mashlim the chesorin, but they were nichshul neged loisane. They were mashlim the chesorin by nasloi oyif. Who are shlomish nasloi oyif? They became an oyif. They had a hag for Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the opposite of the zilzul that they said before. They were chayim something that's not theirs. So everyone gave him a matana. Everyone gave him a soid, a roz that shaykh to that malach. They gave him something that belongs to them. They gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu. After they proved they have no chesaron in this bechlal, not even the lisan and lisachmoid. So now Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Yes, can them the Torah ruig hate? Malachim have no chesaron in this whatsoever. They have no shaykh to the Torah whatsoever." So this tikkun ma'ishloich is mamish a gevaldike yisoid in the Indian from Kabbalah Torah. The Indian from Kabbalah Torah that we melant. The Ebishter gave the Torah of Klal Yisrael. The Ebishter the Eden said Nasa v'Nishma. The Etzem Nasa v'Nishma. Tveres Yosef speaks about it, and in the B'Syankim v'Seif Azmanim has also an Arichas about it. The Nasa v'Nishma is be'Etzem a Messias Nefesh. That's Yidua. Nasa v'Nishma means the person is Moshe Nefesh. The Messias Nefesh of Nasa v'Nishma, that was the Etzem reason why, that was the reason why the Eden got the Torah. Because they have Messias Nefesh, but they understood what Torah means. It's Messias Nefesh, to be Mevatel Yisrael, the Gamri, to the Boyin Shel Olam. And it made it, that's what the Ebishter gave him right away, the Torah. Once he said Nas V'Nishma, you get the Torah 100%. It's a bit like Gomor. And this is Shtikl Teretz, to what Toysis Kasha is. The Ebishter state, Kof Aleim HaKadosh Baruch HaZahaki Yigis, the Ebishter forced them, for Toysis. Why does the Ebishter have to force the Eden? If they said Nas V'Nishma anyway, they were masking. Kfiyas HaHaki Yigis wasn't forcing, because the Ebishter was scared. They said no. They said yes. They said Nas V'Nishma. But the Ebishter was showing them this is Torah. Torah is Kfiyas HaHaki Yigis. It's Messias Nefesh. Al Memuz, Memuz. But we have to do it. Tafsich Mevatel Zayin to the Ebishter. Tafsich Emes Advekis in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Tafsich Messias Nefesh. For Kiyim HaTorah. For Limud HaTorah. And Kiyim HaMitzvahs. And that's the Oifim V'Yazoy Yidna Mekabel Torah. That's the Yom Tov and Shavuos, the Oifim Ha'id is Mekabel Torah, but Nas V'Nishma, the Chaz, that Chaz itself over every single year. That Yid Ha'id Mekabel Torah every single year on Shavuos. Of the Yom Tov and Shavuos, with Mekabel Torah, Nochemo, Be'ahava, Be'simcha, Mit HaMessiyas Nefesh, that's the Ik Oifim, how Yidin deserve Torah. At the end of Chedik Beis, there's a Mordig Shtikl, whoever has a chance, can learn over there. I think it's Mamish the last tickle, I think, in Chedik Beis. From the Likut, the Mulder, the end. Mamish the last tickle is on the Yom Tov of Atzeres. Over there, he also has a tickle, Shai Chassidus Nekud over there. He calls off a little bit different afterwards. Whoever has the opportunity can take a look over there. Hab Agit Nehav Yom Tov, Agit Nehav Shabbos. The Zoy Chazan, the Mekabal Zoy, the Teure, the Chesimche, the Tov Leivov, the Gewaldige, Sie ist nefesh, ein bisschen zu der Beinschel Leulam, mit der Ehrlichkeit, mit der Ernstkeit, es geht ja Yom Tov, mit der Chesimche, Gesundheit für alle Menschen.